Rashawn, is it, what goes through you when, you know, you finally get the call? Is it relief? Is it excitement? Is it all those things?
Yeah, there's quite a few emotions that go through, mostly excitement. It was obviously a pretty long weekend. Heading over to Philly and being in the green room was awesome. But then to come back and share that moment with my family was unbelievable. You know, when I saw that 404 area code come through, I was pretty excited.
I don't know how detailed the discussions you've had with Coach Jackson yet, but what do you think you need to work on right away? Like, is there one thing at the top of the board that you've got to fix right now?
Yeah, I think it's just simplifying everything and you know, taking the adjustments that I've made in the last 2 months and, you know, making sure they correlate with Coach Lee and Coach Jackson in the sense that there's some footwork things that I definitely need to clean up, and I know they have the answer for, so I'm just excited to work with them to, you know, make those proper adjustments.
Hey, Larry, when you gave us that short version yesterday of your conversion to football.
Long story short, I was 350 pounds. My parents, they said I was getting too fat, so they took away my game system, and they got me a coach. He trained me for a couple months. Long story short, I went from 350 to 247 in a year, bulked up to 262 for my junior year, and 267 for my senior year, and I kind of turned my life around, and I got my parents to thank.
That you said you didn't want to play football, but your mother insisted that you play. So
it was an interesting conversation. I was in the car with my coach, Robert Mitchell, and he took me to high school, and he was like, I asked him what we're doing here. He said, Larry, you're going to play football? And I was like, no, I'm not. He was like, yes, you are. I'm like, no, I'm not. And he got the permission slip from the lady at the front desk. He took it to my mom. My mom signed it, and I was on the football field that Saturday.
Clearly, your parents were a proponent of the game. When did you fall in love with the game?
I think it was after my sophomore season. I got most improved JV player, and it seems like a small award, but that was the first time in my life where I felt like I actually earned something that I worked for, and it made me realize that football was something I could really do.
What was that first football experience like? I mean, what were your first thoughts when you got out on the field? What did it feel like? Did you like it? Did you hate it? Where were you?
My first thought was, man, this is hard. But as I began to, you know, start to understand the game and play more and, you know, started making more plays and understood the big picture, it started to become something that I loved.
Did you watch football?
I played Madden, but, I mean, I wasn't. And I watched it every now and then, but my biggest thing was just, you know, once I got into it, that's when I really started to immerse myself in the game.
Besides that, what was your game of choice on that game system?
It was an Xbox, so I think like Halo was really popular and Call of Duty was really important back then, but that's a long time ago.
Hey, Deshaun, what have your early conversations the last couple of days been like with you and what you told you about moving forward?
About how much work that needs to go into this next couple months. I think there's a clear message that that playbook's pretty big, and you know, I'm going to have to dive into it if I'm going to have any opportunity to try to compete early and to just take it day by day, to truly relax and you know, exhale after this long pre-draft process to make sure that the next couple, you know, months go the way they need to.
When you left that green room on Thursday, what was going through your mind?
Now, there's a lot of emotion at that time. You know, I was obviously disappointed as a competitor that I am. I would have liked to have gone on the first day. But at the same time, to walk out of that green room was an honor. To be considered one of the top guys, respected as one of the top prospects, was amazing, and my family had a great time. But I knew that I wanted to get back and also be able to experience the next couple of days with just my family and to take the cameras and the media away from it and truly just enjoy the moment.
There's a long way to go between now and September. But in terms of you possibly playing, being on the field real early, have you run through that whole scenario in your mind where you've told yourself, yeah, it would look like this if I'm starting as a rookie?
Absolutely. You know, as soon as they made that call, the first thought that you can have is having that jersey on and that orange helmet and being able to compete and trying to, you know, become an asset as quickly as I possibly can to this team. But at the same time, like you said, there's a lot of work. Those thoughts of having that orange helmet quickly turn over to how fast can I get into that playbook and learn as much as I possibly can.
Your first college game was the first game your college ever played. So at the time, was the NFL even a thought for you?
I think it always was just in the back of my mind, but as you know, we began to move up in competition and started playing bigger schools. That when I first got, you know, recruited to go to Charlotte, their pitch was, you know, we're going to play FBS in 2 years and we're going to move up. And that was an opportunity for me to understand that I could play against, you know, the so-called best competition and, you know, put myself on the map. So, yeah, it was. I did have it in the back of my mind.
Deshaun, what did you take away from what a lot of people were projecting you in the first round, that obviously the league thought you were going to go in the first round for Philadelphia and then it doesn't happen, and, you know, with the 52nd pick or whatever, now that you process all that, what comes to mind?
You know, that I'm in the right place for a reason, and that, you know, God always has a plan, and that his plan is in action now. After spending as much time as I was able to spend with, you know, Sashi and the coaches here, there's an obvious correlation and relationship that we were able to create that was good for me. And, you know, when I saw that opportunity to go coming up at that 52nd pick, I was more than excited to know that there was going to be a chance that I was going to be able to be a Cleveland Brown. So when that call came through, it kind of all came to fruition.
Deshaun, there's probably few positions in sports as pressure back as being a starting quarterback at Notre Dame. How much do you think that experience has helped you now in transition?
I think it's probably my biggest asset as being the quarterback of Notre Dame. As far as the stage at the college level gets, I don't know if there's one bigger. You know, representing something a lot bigger than yourself is one concept, but when you're doing it at an international level with a fan base that truly, you know, expands all over the world, it was an honor and a privilege. And I now will be able to pull from those experiences to see if I can, you know, take that and apply it to the professional level here in Cleveland.
How did that pressure change you as a person?
It really, you know, made me find myself in a sense that I figured out that I have to be the same guy every day, whether it be in front of 80,000 at Notre Dame or in an away game where there's not many people there, you have to be the same guy. And in order to be a good leader and to push the same message, you have to be able to stay poised throughout the ups and downs of a responsibility like that.
So, Sean, players will typically have some piece of motivation at this level. For some, it's a pre-draft scouting report that hated on him or whatever. For you, as you come into the league now, what's in the back of your mind is your motivation or your bulletin board material that you're going to remember?
I think my motto has always been win from within. So rather than being, you know, a pre-draft speculation of me, I'm always going to motivate myself. I'm my biggest critic. And that's going to be all the standard I set for myself will always be higher than any standard anyone sets for me. So moving forward, it's just going to be me competing with myself to become the best quarterback I can possibly become.
Deshaun, looking back at last fall, the fact that you had an NFL decision looming, was that a burden or a distraction at all during the season?
I don't think it was a distraction. I knew that there was going to be an opportunity for me to play at the next level. But at the same time, we were going through so much as a team that the only thing I could focus on was trying to go 1-0 that week. So I wouldn't say that was a distraction at the time, but definitely in the back of my mind, I knew there would be an opportunity.
Hey, Deshaun, have you seen the video of Larry working out?
I have not. should I see it?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Larry, do you ever just amaze yourself at the transformation your body's gone through from 350 to what I saw today?
He said it best is God, man. I've been blessed to be in this position. You know, I know what it feels like to start from the ground up. And it's almost like, you know, you become a veteran just to become a rookie again. It's kind of interesting, but I'm just blessed, man. It's been a really good experience to just see the transformation and see the hard work and the long hours pay off.
Hey, Deshaun, at the combine, you were asked about the challenges of playing under Brian Kelly. I think your answer said you've been coached by your dad. And nothing is tougher than that. Is that accurate?
That is.
What level did your dad coach?
He coached me in basketball from the day I could walk all the way up until high school, where he wasn't allowed to coach me anymore. And those experiences are experiences that I'll pull from forever. Those car rides home after tough games were tough. And from that, I've been able to take hard coaching, and I've been able to figure out what pushes me to become the best player I can become, and that is hard coaching. So when I knew I had the opportunity to play for a guy like Coach Jackson, it's definitely going to be a situation in which he's going to push me to those same standards that my dad was able to hold me to and that I've held to myself.
This is
really tough.
Maybe what kind of an athlete you are. You know, in basketball, you can see the guys in tank tops and see what, you know, the athleticism and all that. Would you describe yourself as a basketball player?
Not anymore. I used to be pretty good, but now I can't hang with some of these guys.
You in the AAU circuit where you were playing with some guys who have big names now, and who were those guys?
Absolutely, yeah. The AAU team that I was a part of, an organization so I was able to play with, consists of guys like D'Angelo Russell, Tyler Ulis, Mark Loving, Nigel Hayes. You know, Northwest Ohio was able to, the class above me in Northwest Ohio was one that was pretty good. We had Jackson Lamb, who ended up playing baseball at Michigan, and then Mark Loving was a, you know, 4-year starter at Ohio State, and Nigel Hayes is now heading to the NBA, so I was competing against those guys growing up.
You mentioned last night that, you know, your family's Browns fans, so you know about the team's history and especially a lot of the recent struggles at your position. Sashi Brown and Hugh Jackson made it pretty clear last night that they're not putting the weight of the franchise on your shoulders as you walk in the door here. Is that something that, as you come in here, it helps you, the fact that you're going to be given an opportunity to settle in and to develop and not be expected to take the reins right from the outside?
Absolutely. I think in this last year, and more importantly in this last couple of months, I've acknowledged how much room for growth there is. And to be going into a system in which you know, everyone also acknowledges that around me and is not, you know, expecting me to come in and be some all-star right away. It's pretty cool because I know that I can learn a lot. You know, obviously the history here at the quarterback position is one that's been, you know, recognized from quite a few people. And I'm just looking to do whatever I can to become, you know, a help to that. I don't know whether that means, you know, competing with the guy next to me and pushing him or playing myself, but I'm going to do whatever I can to just contribute to this team as much as I can.
The toughest, on TV, it didn't look real pleasant coming to the sideline sometimes with Coach Kelly. I mean, did you ever reach a point where you wanted to, like, put the helmet on his head backwards or something?
No, like I said, you know, that's what pushes me. As I'm walking to the sideline, there's no one more upset at myself than me after a bad play, but obviously being met by him, he definitely, you know, makes me recognize it a little more. But after that, what people normally don't see is after that 10 seconds of him, you know, coaching me hard, there was some great dialogue in which we were able to make corrections and go back out and you know, have a successful drive after that. Not really. I know his blood pressure gets going and he looks a little more red, but what he's saying is actually some good things I was able to take.
Did you hear from him?
Yeah, he was over. He was at the draft with me in Philly, and we enjoyed that experience together. And then he shot me a text yesterday, congratulating me on my my situation.
What was your reception as a football player at a new football program at what had been a successful basketball school? And then how are you going to prepare yourself for the rather rabid fan base that the Browns have?
You know, the responsibility of being a quarterback at Notre Dame, I think, covers all of that. I think that there's, in that last 2 years or three or 2.5 years there, I was able to see a little bit of everything. The experiences, or the experience of having some success in 2015, and then you know, not having so much success in 2016 is the one that allowed me to see it all from every perspective. And now, you know, going back and reflecting on both of those seasons, I'll be able to, you know, hopefully pull from all of that for the next couple of years now, and make sure I can do whatever it takes to get back to winning the way I know how.
Well, Sean, as an aside, just from the standpoint of Brady Quinn from Notre Dame, was a high draft pick here. Do you know him, and have you considered that whatever lesson you might learn from Brady Quinn's experience with the Browns?
We don't have a great relationship. We might have met once or twice, and he shot me a couple texts. But I definitely, you know, understand his situation, and will use him as an asset to me to try to figure out how to, you know, have some success a little more than he had when he was here.
Larry, I saw you were a double major in computer science and biology. So if it wasn't football, what would you be doing?
Probably medicine. I'd probably go to school to become an oncologist. You know, my grandfather passed away from prostate cancer in 07, so that's always been a big part of, you know, my life, was trying to figure out how I could be a better person, because one thing that my parents always taught me is that, you know, life is bigger than you, and you have to, you know, treat people as such. So that's one of my big causes.
Larry, what was a typical attendance crowd
attend your games in Charlotte?
About 15,000. Yes, sir.
Normal in the conference?
Give or take. There's some schools that are bigger, but yeah.
Deshaun, if you had to play as a rookie, how would you handle it?
I'd be pretty excited, and you know, I would prepare as hard as I possibly can. You know, the ultimate goal for me is to be able to once again contribute to this team as much as I possibly can, as early as I can. If that comes from me playing early, I'd be more than happy to take on that role.
Did the pre-draft perception of you bother you at all?
No.
Kind of fueled by that Brady quote a little bit, I think.
No, I think that. You know, at Notre Dame, once again, there's a target on your back at all times. So there's perceptions coming from everywhere. When you go to a school where 50% of the world hates you and 50% of the world loves you, you learn to see right through it and focus in on yourself.
Greg Williams makes no bones about his coaching style. He's a pretty energetic, in-your-face type of guy. Coming from a small program like Charlotte, you ready to work with a guy that's ready to get in your face?
Oh, yeah, I'm excited. I mean, it's an amazing opportunity, especially when you got a guy like that in your room that's going to bring, you know, that energy and that enthusiasm to, you know, every meeting, every practice. And I feel like that's awesome. You know, you come in with open arms and open mind, and, you know, you make the most of your situation. So I'm really excited.
Hey, Larry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Larry. There are a lot of kids who struggle with coaching. Have you gone out and talk to kids about your story, or is that something you
want to
do?
I think the biggest thing is just being able to use myself as an example and allow people to see that, you know, it's not where you start, it's where you finish, and you can always, you know, put your best foot forward and get what you need to get done. And I'd love to go out and talk to kids and, you know, let them understand that, you know, they don't have to be a victim of their situation that they're currently in, that they can, you know, find a way to, you know, reach out and really make something special out of themselves, because they are. So I'd love to do that.
Sean, in 2015, you know, Notre Dame had the big year. You had a very big year. High expectations, and then things that happened this year. Excuse me. What have you drawn from that? You mentioned a little bit about the ups and downs, but I just think, you know, I was just wondering personally, even like, for example, you were told to go to Philadelphia, don't get drafted, you had to wait for the calls, the losing. What is that? What has that done for you as growing up and maturing as a young guy?
I think the biggest thing I've learned is how much goes into winning. You know, a lot of people think that it's all talent and it's all, you know, situation based, but you know, there's a lot that has to do with culture and environment. And you know, as a natural leader and in a position of leadership, I know how much goes into you know, trying to make sure the guys around you are put into the best positions they can possibly be to be successful. And quite frankly, I really haven't set, you know, certain things that I'm going to be able to pull from that. I think that those things are going to come as I continue to grow here, being able to reevaluate a new locker room and being around, you know, new teammates and seeing where the energy is here and where the environment is here, and then taking from the things that Coach Jackson is preaching here and see how the culture is going here to see what it's going to take for me to apply myself to their situation and see what I can do to get back to winning.
How did you learn, though, to come in here and try to start right away like so many other rookies have done in recent years?
You know, being a competitor I am, I think the only way you can go out and contribute, or the best way to go out and contribute, is to be playing yourself. So I'm going to do whatever I can to learn as fast as I can, as quickly as I can to, you know, play. You know, that's the reason you play football, is to play, you know, not to sit around and you know, watch from the sidelines. So I'll do whatever it takes to, you know, contribute as quickly as I can.
Sean, like every quarterback at the combine, you said you felt you were the best of the class. Trubisky went second overall. Watson went 10th overall. Mahomes went ahead of you. You got Trubisky and Watson on your schedule this year. One of them's an exhibition game, too. What do you think about head-to-head, at least in that first possible meeting against Trubisky in exhibition season?
You know, what I learned about this whole draft process is it's not about, you know, when you win, it's about where you go. And I think that I truly believe that this is the best situation for me. And, you know, I look forward to playing against those guys. I've made, you know, good friends out of them. Deshaun Watson and I have been great friends growing up and kind of went through the whole college experience together, in the sense that we've been, you know, connected since, you know, 15. So to be able to play against him will be an honor and a privilege, but I just look forward to seeing whatever I can do here and see how quickly I can learn this offense here.
Garrett said, you know, before the draft and kind of backed it up here that, you know, he wants to be basically the greatest NFL player of all time. In your USA Today quote, you said, you know, why not me? Why can't I be the greatest quarterback that ever lived? Do you back that up, and do you come into the NFL with that as your goal?
Absolutely. I think that's the reason that we all do what we do, is to be the best we can possibly be. But at the same time, I've quickly acknowledged how much work is going to go into that. And I look forward to now having the resources in front of me to get to that. You can say it all, and you can do as many media things as you want, but until you have a playbook in front of you, you can't go out and play.
Sean, there's
last one.
There's always, these quarterbacks in the AFC North that the Browns haven't had, but the other teams have had, the big, physical, strong-arm quarterbacks. Do you look at this division and think you could really fit in well with, you know, playing in the cold, playing in this division, kind of excelling like some of the other guys have?
Absolutely. I think that this is a division in an area in the country where you have to be tough. You have to be big. You have to have big hands. You have to be able to play in different, you know, weather conditions, and that's something I've been doing my whole life. Football to me is meant to be played in the cold. It's meant to be played in the mud. You know, if you go back to the Pee Wee days, the best practices are the ones where it's super muddy and you're sliding around. And that's what I've always known football to be. So I look forward to, you know, taking the toughness and grit that I was able to create through experiences in middle school, high school, and then at the college level, and apply them to playing here in Cleveland.
All right. Thanks, guys. We're going to pose for some photos real quick.
You guys want to stand? You can push the chairs and stand behind the chairs.
We haven't assigned numbers yet, so...